In a world full of noise, long-term thinking stands out. On the Capital Ideas podcast, Capital Group leaders explore the decisions that matter most in investing, leadership, and life. It's a rare look inside a firm that's been helping people pursue their financial goals for more than 90 years. Listen to the Capital Ideas podcast from Capital Group. Published by Capital Client Group, Inc.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around waiting for the track to dry is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app.
Secret, I think you want to know. A dirty little secret about a secret little show.
Vinny Secret Show, December 9th. It's Friday. Before we get to anything else, I want to, just in case people are tuning in, during today's music, new music, all the new releases, we played a band called Coastal Wreckage. They're right. From Fairfax, and we played a couple songs from them. Because they, you know, the girl Danielle had written such a nice letter, and she's a fan of the show and everything, and was just super sweet. And we said at the time, hey, got any shows coming up we can promote for you? And they do. Mm-hmm. So unfortunately, we didn't get this response in time for the main show, but we'll do it here for anybody who's going to check it out. What is
19
it?
Broadway in Fairfax.
Okay, 19 Broadway.
Max.
What's called Max?
The place. We're playing Max at 19 Broadway.
Oh, 19 Broadway is the name of a club in Fairfax.
So we're playing Max. What does that mean?
Maybe they're playing, yeah, their maximum volume.
I'm sure Fairfaxians know what that must be. I don't know.
I looked that up.
And I also think that since there's just a little downtown there, you get there, you listen for music, and you, oh, it's probably, maybe it's this place.
Oh, it says, I looked it up, Max at 19 Broadway. That's what it's called.
Oh, so they have like a Friday night Max party. Mm-hmm. Okay, there you go.
Yeah, that's 19 the place.
Broadway. Yeah. Perfect. That's perfect.
Go check them out. Support your local artists.
Yeah. A lot of hippies out there in Fairfax. I really like Fairfax. It's so like in the forest. It's just all of a sudden you're there.
Because of my recent trips north, I think I confused Fairfax with Fairfield and was thinking that Fairfield, they're like, she's way north, but she's right here in Marin. Fairfax is right around the corner, right?
It is. It's right. I would say it's 12 miles from me.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. You go out, you know, Sir Francis Drake, you just go out, just keep going on that road. And then you, did they change the name of Sir Francis Drake? Weren't they going to change the name of that or something?
I don't know.
Can't remember.
Who can keep up with that?
Yeah, something was happening with that.
Let's see.
It's like the next town past San Anselmo. I freaking love that area. The only, you know, we found this house in San Anselmo years ago that I was like, I want it. I love it. And it's a longer drive. I want it. I bought it. I got it. You got it. I loved it. But, you know, we had little kids at the time, and John goes, you know, I'm actually having like nerves about the ins and outs. There's really only one way in and out of all those towns along Sir Francis Drake. I mean, you can go around the long way, sort of. But he was like, I feel like I'm going to feel isolated back here.
Mm.
I was like, I'm fine with isolation. Although I love where I live now. I can walk places. It's so nice to be able to walk to the store if you forget something. It really is. Like, walkability is huge. What were we talking about? Oh, yeah, Fairfax.
The live show that they're doing show, at the Max.
All right. The hippies and stuff. I love Fairfax. There is a show on Amazon called The Boys.
Mm-hmm. All right.
It is so wrong, it's right. The main, it's about superheroes, but just know that superheroes are awful people too.
Oh, okay.
Right. And there are these group of boys, and they're sort of they're anti the superheroes, and they see the problems that are happening, and they're trying to stop the superheroes. So the main guy's name is Homelander.
You know, I'm wondering if I'm going to have problems showing this through the Zoom.
Oh, you might. I'll just describe it. It's okay.
No, you see my screen? It's black right now.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
You see anything that pops up? No, huh?
No, there's nothing.
No picture.
Looks like that's you can't so share funny. It.
It doesn't allow you to cast it.
Yeah.
I'll try a different way.
It's okay. I'll describe it. So I'm not done with yeah, it's the same thing, and it's not. It won't
so
play
bizarre.
It for us.
Yeah, that's copyright stuff there.
How interesting that they're able to do that. I'm mm-hmm. sure somebody who's just DVRing their TV could maybe
I'll grab
find
a screenshot and share it with you.
Okay, great. Mm-hmm. So this show is it's really super dirty. It's super violent. It's superheroes who are awful, awful people. So I'm not finished with it. I'm in the third season, although I think it's done. I think all the episodes have been released, and I have not yet seen this episode. Now, in case you're worried about being spoiled, I'm going to say that I've watched almost the whole show. I've not seen the name of the episode is Herogasm, and I read through the description of this, and I feel like if anything, it'll make me keep my eye out for this thing that happened.
Okay.
So, Herogasm has, as you might expect, it's like a episode featuring a big superhero orgy. And there's tons of superheroes. There's like the main seven of them. You get like selected for the seven, and Homelander is a fucking nightmare. Like, this guy, somebody needs to kill him. I hope they do it. I mean, I know we're only on season three and maybe there's going to be more, but this guy, he just needs to die. He's awful and so twisted. And he's so broken.
But he's a superhero.
He is the superhero. He's like the leader of the superheroes. He wears kind of like a Superman-ish suit, but he's got like a, you know, American flag cape. And he's like blonde and blue-eyed and like, you know, square-jawed. And he's so evil.
Oh.
He puts on this face where he's just like, you know, I'm here to protect you.
If you're early in your career and looking for insight, inspiration, and honest advice, listen to the Capital Ideas podcast. Hear from Capital Group professionals about leaning into the differences that make you unique, making decisions that last, and what it means to lead with purpose. The Capital Ideas podcast from Capital Group. Available wherever you listen. Published by Capital Client Group, Inc.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. TNCs apply.
Everyone learns a language for different reasons. Maybe you want to watch K-dramas without subtitles or talk with family members in their native language. Your life is unique. Your language learning should be too. Rosetta Stone, the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years, just launched Rosetta Stone Sapphire, a new app that combines its proven immersion method with the latest innovation in technology to help you learn faster, personalize your lessons, and have more fun along the way. Most language apps teach the same generic topics. Sapphire helps you focus on what you actually want to talk about, whether that's travel, family, work, or your favorite hobbies. If you want to take your language skills to the next level, don't wait to try Rosetta Stone Sapphire. Listeners can get 20% off their Rosetta Stone Sapphire subscription when they sign up today. You'll get unlimited access to all 25 Rosetta Stone languages, plus all the new Sapphire learning tools. Visit rosettastone.com/audio to redeem your 20% off. That's rosettastone.com/audio and start learning a language for real.
And then he's just not. He doesn't care who he kills and he can cut you. He has like laser beam eyes. So he sweeps his eyes across a room and everyone's cut in half.
Oh.
Oh yeah. It's good. Very cartoon violence, cartoon gore in this, but it's a great show. So blah, blah, blah. On this episode, there's a Herogasm episode, and during this orgy, one of the characters' wieners catches on fire, And in case you were wondering as you watched this, well, that must be a prosthetic wiener. No one lights their wiener on fire.
No.
And by wiener, I do mean cock. No, they did not use CGI. The show's creator, a guy named Eric Kripke, says that guy did that for real. The gel is so good in terms of how it doesn't burn you that it was a stuntman. And I was like, really? Are you sure you want to do it like that? And the guy's like, yeah, it's going to be fine. I guess they have a stunt coordinator. And the guy was like, nope, don't worry about it. It'll be fine. So he got one of his stunt guys to rub all of the fire gel all over his junk and lit it. And they did take after take after take.
Wow.
With this guy's junk on fire. And so this, the creator of the show is like, I couldn't get over it. I was just like, you got to be fucking kidding me. So here's the thing, though.
But did they shave him?
I guess. I don't know.
I mean,
no idea.
You light him on fire. Yes, maybe that stuff can protect it from burning your skin, but your hair would burn, wouldn't it?
Well, maybe they did. Maybe they just shaved it all off.
Well, are you going to show us?
Well, I'm hoping that Bryn will find a thing, but here's the thing.
Yeah, even my screen capture, it's black. It's
wow,
crazy.
Wow, so that I'm is some getting, hardcore.
Yeah, I screen, yeah. So I'm recording it with my phone to upload it to my drive to show it to you guys.
Okay.
So, 1 second.
So here's the thing, though. So Bryn tells me he looks at this morning. I haven't seen it yet. But I can imagine, right? A flaming penis. Who doesn't want to see that? It's like a torch. The best kind of torch.
I don't know. I could skip, but okay.
So apparently, the guy's not even featured in the scene. They do take after take after take. This guy's just walking by in the background with his wiener on fire. Like, if you're going to light your junk on fire over and over, don't you, like, can we start with a close-up on this thing and then pan away real quick?
You know,
while I extinguish it?
I've made quite a few films in my day, Sarah.
That is true, Vinny.
And I can tell
I was hoping
you'd
give me your expertise on this.
I can tell you from experience, not that I would be willing to light my wiener on fire, or as
for
you
the right money, come on.
Or as you just called it, a cock. I wouldn't light my cock on fire. But I do know that in the few things I've done, if you turn a goddamn camera on me, I will go hammy every time.
You
no matter
are
what.
That guy. It's
no
really
matter what.
True.
And so I'm not surprised that this guy was like, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. For the shot? I mean, you're going to roll on it, right? Then yes, let's do that. I get it. I actually believe there are certain people. I don't know whether we're half ham or what we're filled with, but there's some part of us that feels like if it's on camera, it's worth a shot. Let's try it.
Right. I do think there's 100% something real about that. I also think, oh, have we got it?
Yeah. Is this, can you see this now? This is from my phone.
Yeah, but I can't see the...
I don't see the flaming...
Watch. Okay, I see a guy who's got electric nipples.
I have to record the video here. Here we
go. Was that guy getting BF'd?
Yeah.
Oh. Oh. Oh, there it is.
I didn't see it. I didn't see it. How did I
Oh, it just
that?
Passed.
Oh, put
he
it
just,
back.
He just walks. I'm just going to play it for you.
Oh, see boy.
That? He just walks by. It's just a passing shot. It's not even like... It's not even that
you know,
prompt.
He's super shiny. I bet he's got that gel all over him. That's crazy.
That was worth the shot, though. It totally is happening. He's on fire. His
but I didn't even notice
because
I was watching the other two people bone.
You could have just CGI'd that, though. That's crazy.
They really could have, but he was like, nah, go ahead, light me on fire.
Well, don't forget, I believe you just called him the stuntman, right?
Yeah, he's just a stuntman, yeah.
It's what he does. He's probably like, I don't want them to do this with CGI. I'm the guy.
Right. It looks impressive, too. So,
yeah,
it does.
Pretty good size.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, come on. That's comes with the on-camera nudity, right?
The guy who's willing to do it is always the guy with the biggest hog,
is the guy who's got one that will show well.
That is true.
Unless, of course...
I'm looking forward to that episode.
The opposite is also true. The doctor in The Hangover with
Ken Jeong.
Teensy weeny little teensy barely there wiener.
Yeah.
That's also funny. Yep. And worth putting on camera.
And you might as well. I mean, you don't want to surprise someone with that. Later.
No.
You want to get that out. Listen, I just want you to know, I have a tiny dick. Just, I'm getting it out there. Here's a movie I'm in where I show my dick. That's not pretend.
Right.
Now, if you'd like to continue dating me, I am a successful actor and I have money.
I have a great personality.
And a tongue like a snake. Is that a good thing? I don't know. Is it tongue like a dog? I don't know. Some kind of, it's a good tongue. It's a solid tongue. Yeah. Well, anyway, I'm looking forward to that. But, you know, I'm late to the boys' party. The boys is, they're already in season three. And by the way, I know it says, I'm saying it's superheroes and all that. It is so not for kids. Mm-hmm. I mean, what we just watched was, it's basically porn. There's people.
That was an orgy, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Full on humping and weird electrical stuff happening.
I watched a lot of that
episode
trying to find that dumb walk by, which was like very short in passing. And I was like, whoa, there's so much graphic shit here. It's like buttholes and like...
If you're early in your career and looking for insight, inspiration, and honest advice, listen to the Capital Ideas podcast. Hear from Capital Group professionals about leaning into the differences that make you unique, making decisions that last, and what it means to lead with purpose. The Capital Ideas podcast from Capital Group, available wherever you listen. Published by Capital Client Group, Inc.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Everyone learns a language for different reasons. Maybe you want to watch K-dramas without subtitles or talk with family members in their native language. Your life is unique. Your language learning should be too. Rosetta Stone, the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years, just launched Rosetta Stone Sapphire, a new app that combines its proven immersion method with the latest innovation in technology to help you learn faster, personalize your lessons, and have more fun along the way. Most language apps teach the same generic topics. Sapphire helps you focus on what you actually want to talk about, whether that's travel, family, work, or your favorite hobbies. If you want to take your language skills to the next level, don't wait to try Rosetta Stone Sapphire. Listeners can get 20% off their Rosetta Stone Sapphire subscription when they sign up today. You'll get unlimited access to all 25 Rosetta Stone languages, plus all the new Sapphire learning tools. Visit rosettastone.com/audio to redeem your 20% off. That's rosettastone.com/audio and start learning a language for real.
Balls, testicles.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
They show some balls?
They show like, it's like a camera that's planted within the toilet and like a guy sits down on it. And so you see his butthole, like the sphincter and the balls and the dick hanging out. It's like, what the fuck visual is that? So I haven't heard of the show until Sarah mentioned it. So the other day I'm sitting down with Anita. I'm like, hey, let's try watching this show, The Boys. She goes, oh, I finished it already. I'm like, you finished the whole fucking series, all seasons already. I guess I'm watching that by myself.
Yeah. That's good, because then you can do it at your own pace.
Yeah, I mean, but we never watch anything together, because that's how our schedule is. Oh, so I was trying to do one thing, and she already watched it. So
I actually kind of hate watching stuff without John. There's plenty of stuff he watches without me, or like our kid comes over and they watch it.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, there's certain shows that's like I want to talk to him about it. It's like with Survivor. Last night we watched the episode of Survivor, and I realized that our whole MO is that we watch, and then we have like a discussion. And I went, we wanted to try and squeeze in an episode of The Boys last night. And you know, I got a bedtime that I'm pretty hard and fast about. And I'm like, oh yeah, that's right. We got to talk about. He goes, yeah, we can't just. We need to discuss.
Mm.
I was like, oh.
Well, one of the ways I know this to be happening in my house daily is that Christina watches a lot of shows on the iPad, whether she's cooking or whatever.
The only
time I will put on a show on an iPad is if I'm on the treadmill or on the Peloton.
Or on a plane.
On a plane. But otherwise, I usually only sit down to watch TV in front of a TV.
Right. I want to be done with everything else. I mm-hmm. feel like if I've got on a device I can move around with, then I'm not going to be paying attention to it. I'm just going to be walking around doing stuff. I might listen to a book or something, or, you know, to one of our amazing podcasts or something. But I'm not, I want to be I want to be cozy. I want my little glass of water. I would like my comfort items. I want John to be sitting next to me. Yeah, that's what, you know. But maybe we're just old school then.
Well, I just, I think you nailed it right when you started that, which was, if I'm going to watch a show, I don't want to be also cooking.
Right.
Or also doing whatever else. It helps me on a treadmill because I'm, there's nothing else to look at.
Treadmills are so boring.
Goddamn boring beyond belief.
You
right,
gotta
exactly.
have something.
So that actually makes the time pass and helps it feel like I'm just not one of those people who goes running and somehow thinks it's equal to surfing. My wife is like, oh my God, it's so fun. What is fun about that? I don't understand.
Running in place.
But she loves it and I do it because I'm trying not to, you know, I'm trying to stay in my pants. If you know
that's,
what I mean.
You know, it's a good goal to have, especially after age 50. It's like all about not having to buy new pants.
Right.
Because that's giving up, you know? I'm fucking buying new pants. I'm just going to, you know.
Try and manage myself a little better.
Right. I'm trying, exactly. Trying to put my management skills to the test. All right. We're done. Thank you for listening.
Yeah, right.
I can't really crack another story. We did go. That actually took longer than I thought. I really didn't.
Well, Flaming Dick is a good title. And yeah. I also think it's a decent segment. Good job, everyone.
All right. Fantastic. We talked about flaming cock candles. Woo. It's like the 4th of July. I think
the end.
Shoot off.